Blog Talk Radio.
Malcolm X.
A song for the ancestors, brothers and sisters who paved the way, lit the day. We owe them so much that it's impossible for us to pay. Let me say, what we must do is illuminate the path for those who are to come. And then our name will be called in the words of some future song.
A tribute.
Progenitors of humanity, they named the moon and the dawn. What we must do is understand the divine role we are to play, and our children will love us, and our names they will gladly frame in tribute. That it's impossible for us to pay. Let me say, what we must learn is illuminate the path for those who are to come. And then our name will be called in the words of some future song of tribute. Yeah, this is a piece for the ancestors, brothers and sisters who've been here and gone, who faced down the oppression so that our role could be lessened, who help us to know that we are a part of the chain of life, and we owe to our children the same thing. We need to show the same standard, and if we live our lives correctly, we will be blessed to one day be called ancestors. This is a verbal libation.
Yes, whose names we do not know. Habaragani, Hotep, Assalamu Alaikum, Shalom Alaikum, and all those beautiful words of peace. I'm your host, Brother Derek Jabril, and you're listening to the narrative. Namaste to our peoples there in India, of which today I'm going to share some words from one of your teachers there, and later on in the show. And I also want to say hola to our Spanish-speaking communities and also to our Spanish-speaking countries who are listening to us from Brazil and Mexico. We are so happy that you're tuning in with us today. And I'm going to get an announcement out the way, and we're going to start today because last week was a pretty – I really did enjoy last week's show on hard decisions in a time of judgment. Today we're going to do part two, and we're going to finish up that show. But, you know, we have a lot to share with you all today. And but first I want to say that the Final Call Radio will be having a webathon this week. For more information, go to finalcall.com or noi.org for information. support the Final Call Radio website, brothers and sisters. You'll find a lot of information of a lot of the old past lectures of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, as well as the current, as well as music. And this site, man, plays the minister's lectures 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And for what we understand, too, it has a worldwide success. When I say every continent on the planet, this is heard in every continent all over the planet Earth. It's not one place where this Final Call Radio program does not reach. So definitely help in support with that. And man, I mean, we got to support strong black voices, strong black efforts. We got to do it, man. Because you see, as Twitter and Facebook, they tried not, well, yeah, try is the right word. They tried to shut down the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan's words from off of their platform. But the minister have such a worldwide appeal. Then if that's the case, you're going to try to shut him down and shut him down. Then you're going to shut everybody down. because even though the minister is not on those platforms anymore because they have banned him, still you have a lot of people who love him. And whatever he says or wherever he goes, there's always going to be coverage everywhere from all over the planet. So it don't matter that you tried to shut him off, shut him down off of Twitter, shut him down off of Facebook, trying to shut him down off of Instagram. It don't matter because there are so many people that follows him. Even those of us who are within the nation, we have accounts too. So what you did was in vain, and really with the Final Call, as with the success of the Final Call radio broadcast, all you did was just put us on a path of self-sufficiency, and what God wants from us anyway is for us to have our own. So I want to say hello to my brother. Brother Doctor, you know I'm finna call my brother Doctor because he really is, because I remember Brother Wiley, you here, sir?
I hear you, brother. I hear you.
You know one of the reasons why I was told from a brother from Nigeria, he said, brother, with the way you teach and the way you speak, we call people there in Nigeria like you, doctor. And I was surprised he told me that. So, you know, man, maybe we are doctors.
Oh,
you know, but we doctors from a high level of thought.
Well, we're about trying to help people better themselves and everywhere.
Right. Right. So how things been on your end, brother, this week?
Things has been wonderful. Really busy and wonderful.
Yes, sir. And I see a lot of folks thought it's kind of like Bob Marley said in one of them songs. He said, when you think it's peace and safety, then a sudden destruction comes. Man, did you see what happened up towards the east, going up the east, man, with them storms? Man, Alabama,
yeah,
boy, woke
bad.
Up to some. Yeah, they woke up to some twisters, and I don't think that was a full blast twister, man, that tore up that neighborhood. And it's everywhere they're traveling. Go ahead, brother.
Well, you know, it's just all we can say today is God is the greatest. America is under divine chastisement. the God aims and intentions is to bring her down from her rule. And America have to deal with the God.
Right.
He's just paying attention to what's going on.
Yes, we are. And I tell you, and they so arrogant, man. I don't see them ever trying to repent for nothing. You know?
Well, you know, the it's repentance will bring you blessings.
Mm-hmm.
But the natural arrogance of the beast is to rebel.
Right.
And so it is rebellion that brings you in opposition to God.
Mm-hmm.
So in order for him to repent, he would have to conform and cease his rebellion.
Right.
And he was not made to do that.
Right.
And that's
exactly
for, that's for a reason too.
Good boy, can you imagine? You tell it's kinda like they say, in God trust. In like I remember Mr. Farrakhan said, the hell you do. You don't trust no God.
Oh, man.
You know what,
well,
brother?
You know what?
Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, you know, and he has power and force.
Mm-hmm.
So we understand he having power and force. He is A, but he is not D.
There you go. Exactly. You A, but not B. I like that. You know what, brother? I just went straight past the newsletter. So I'm going to do this newsletter right quick. We're going to get into our show. We're going to pick up where we left off with Abraham. But we're going to talk about Abraham and a challenge that he did to his townspeople. You know, he made that decision to challenge the townspeople. People in their idols and beliefs. So let me read this. Everybody, this is the newsletter of 50. I think we done. Okay, yeah, we're at 58 now. Wow, boy, time rolling on 50. That means, man, that's been over 58 weeks, man, of constant writing and giving to the people, and I love it. I got to tell you, I really do. That's what I do. I write. That's in a writer writes all the time. For those of you who write, okay, it says that character buildings. For as long as I was a child, I remember getting up one Easter Sunday for a sunrise service. Me and my brothers would laugh as we watched this older sister who walked into the church quiet. Then we witnessed the shouts and the clamoring of the people. While the adults were worshiping, we were laughing at them. We didn't understand that this was joy for the people. We took it as entertainment for us, and we started cracking jokes amongst ourselves while pretending to be engaged. The older sister that we saw walked in earlier started bouncing up and down haltingly down the middle of the aisle. It was hilarious to us. While Mama and Granny saw us jumping up and down, we were mimicking the older worshipers in the room. Children don't understand the hopping and running down the aisles of the church and crying up to heaven. Children understand stories and images. This Easter morning, which will be next week, try teaching the children how Easter and the resurrection of Jesus is the story of us as a people. Teach the children that many crosses that they would bear in this life are crossroads that they will encounter while walking on the road of life towards oneness with the originator of life. That is the path of Jesus. Teach the young people that they are Jesus and that their path to oneness with the supreme being of the universe is found in these words: accept your own and be yourself. What is meant by accept your own and be yourself? You are Vice Jared in the universe. Live it. That's the newsletter for this week. You all, it was sent out for those of you who want to receive these newsletters, which is called the Character Building for Life newsletter. You can subscribe by sending an email to DERICK.JIBRIL@gmail.com. Just send an email, say that you want to receive the newsletter, and I will put you on the emailing list. All right, brother, let's get started with our show. Man, I tell you, bro, going through those books, man, I tell you, it's big education in there, man. A lot of information, man. It's really enough in the words of God, in the books of God, to really change our whole situation overnight. But none of us would have gotten to understand it if we did not have, especially a divinely, if it was not for a teacher. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad, he taught and gave us a methodology on how to go through the scriptures, how to read the scriptures. And if you would take what that divinely guided man was given, then you too will be able to go through the books because you were taught. And you would know instinctively, if you are a good student, to know how to take the truth from out of the books in which you read. You don't have to be in the land of the lost all the time. Try being in the land of the light sometimes. And you don't have to walk in darkness. You only walk in darkness because you want to. As Brother Wiley has said, I think it was the last show, where you had made mention that there's so much truth out here now, nobody needs to be lost. So we're going to start here, brother. I'm going to read this. It says, this man, Abraham, one day made the decision to challenge the town's people and their idols. I'm sure the people of the town thought that Abraham had lost his mind. The Quran teaches that he came to his Lord with a sound heart. He said to his father and his people, what are you worshiping? Is it falsified gods instead of God that you want? So what is your opinion about the Lord of the worlds? Then he took a glance at the stars and said, I am sick. I'm pretty sure the scholars put that in there, of your deities. They put that in quote. But they turned their backs on him and went away. Then he turned to their gods and said, will you not eat? What is it with you that you do not speak? Then he turned on them, striking with his right hands, and they came running back towards him because the people turned their back. They said, oh, that man's just crazy. Turned their back, started walking away. But the minute he started striking those idols and they started falling down and breaking up, then they turned around and ran back to where he was. And then he said, do you worship what you carve when God created you and what manufacture? They said, build a prior. Oh, I think in way of saying build a building for him and throw him into the furnace. They wished ill, but we made them the loser. Now notice the people, brother. You know, they made the decision to turn their back on Abraham because they seen Abraham sitting up there talking to them about the statues that they had, and they turned their backs on them according to the scripture, and then walked away. But the minute Abraham started to destroy the idols and start tearing them up, then they made the decision to run back to him, you know. And then they came, and then they said to him, after they came running back to him, he said, "I can hear someone in the group." You know, well, I'm saying as myself after reading that, you know, I can hear somebody in the group saying that man Abraham lost his damn mind, you know, destroying the idols like that. So a decision was made to kill Abraham and build a building for him to throw him in a flaming fire. You know, they designed a plan, but according to the scripture, it said, "But we brought them low, bad." And this is an example of a bad decision. I mean, can get you killed when you reject the messengers and righteous servants of God. Man, bro, what do you think, man, why people are so beholden to idols the way they do? Your thoughts on that?
You know, if you're talking in particular about our people,
anybody,
it's just the programming. It's their programming, and you know, and the reinforcing of the programming. The reinforcing of the programming deals both with pleasure and pain.
Mm-hmm.
And so when they're the rejection of the idols, you stand out in the eyesight of the others who embrace them. And you are tagged as one who do not believe. So you are opposing those who do. And you are creating a situation that can be uncomfortable. And so as a result of it, you know, you're having to make a choice. And the choice is, do you want to be in that position that can create discomfort, or do you seek one of comfort? Well, that goes into a thing of that can be comforting for the man of God. And it can be uncomfortable for a man who, let's say, ain't really there yet.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
He ain't really there yet. And he's faced with that kind of situation. He got to make a choice.
Mm-hmm.
And he's put to the test. And in being put to the test, the more uncomfortable it gets, the you know, he starts considering what will bring him comfort is to compromise. And so
that's true.
You know, yeah. So I think when you know, you must remember, looking at it from a dead man's point of view and looking at it from a live man's point of view, you might say, that's a whole different perception that you're getting there.
Mm-hmm.
I say that because being at war with a society like this, being at war, I'm going to say again, with a society like this,
right?
You cannot blame your opponent for defending himself. cannot blame him for what he do to defend himself.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to deal with it because, what, it is war, and this is a time of war. And you have to deal with what goes on in war, which is, you know, a lot of things.
Yeah, yeah.
A hard decision. I mean, you know, like, hey, man, you have to make a hard decision since we're talking about that subject in relation to Abraham. Abraham
right.
had a hard decision that he was confronted with. When he had to take his son up and offer him as a sacrifice,
right? And that's exactly where I was going after this point. As the next morning, going forward.
Yeah,
sure did.
So he,
sure
you
did.
Know, the
right.
Look at the messenger. The messenger had to make a hard decision if we want to say it in those terms, he had to make
right.
a hard decision when he chose to follow the God and leave home to do so.
Exactly.
The members of his family didn't understand that at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so it caused them to feel ill toward their father. You understand?
Right, right.
And said very
oh,
harsh
yeah.
things.
That's right.
But that was from the perspective of a child who loves
mm-hmm.
their father and want to be with their father and depend on their father. They feel
right.
very abandoned in a decision like that. But the father
right.
is a man, and he's a man of God. And he had to make a decision that eventually led to more blessing
mm-hmm.
than his family ever knew what to do with, and him
right.
making that decision to follow the God.
Right.
You see? So just because you face great peril and opposition with your decision-making, there's no reason for you not to make it.
Mm-hmm.
See,
well,
I
put.
Told you it all
yep.
it all goes back to where's your head?
Exactly.
You know, if you make that
well,
commitment
put.
To God, if you make that commitment to God, then you can't break your word. You know, we have a
right.
lesson. Have you not learned
right.
that your word must be bond regardless of whom or what? Yes,
that's right.
My word is bond, and bond is life.
Mm-hmm.
And I will give my life before my word shall fail.
That's right.
Yes, so
that's right.
Giving your word, man, is that's you. That's what you're about.
Exactly. And boy, you come up on the opposition, man, because I remember when I first joined on, you know, but it was a decision I had to make, and it's kind of like Brother Farrakhan said that in his closing remarks on for Savior's Day, he mentioned about being alone. You make the decision, you just look up and you see that's just you and God. You make your decisions alone with the Creator, and boy, can you imagine the brothers and sisters, especially those who ever had changed and joined on to a religious group or whatever organization that your people just don't approve of. How many of you out there have found yourself in that situation? Guess what brother just was relating from Abraham today in your own home? Because people are joining the nation every day of the week. You know what I'm saying? They just make these decisions that I want to be about this type of life. what opposition did you come up with? You know, if you want to call and share today, we got area code 914-205-5519. What was it like for you when you made the decision? Well, and you didn't have to, it's just not limited to the Nation of Islam, anything. Join a church or whatever, anything. What opposition did you come up across, Brother Wiley, when you made your decision? Or were you already away from the house at the time?
Well, I received opposition.
Right.
But I didn't exalt the opposition that I received over my choice that I had made.
Right.
The choice that I had made was what I longed for and always wanted. I just didn't know what to call it, how I was going to get to it. And but I did, and once I made it, I was so happy, you know. That's the only thing I looked at. Opposition to me was opportunity, and
right.
It was opportunity to prove how great my God and His messenger are.
Mm-hmm.
It was that's for a Muslim. I can't tell you in words what that means to a Muslim to have the opportunity to prove to his God his loyalty, his devotion, his commitment, his gratitude for God. Because a Muslim knows that all of that is the abundance of blessing from God.
Right.
I'm telling
right.
you. We didn't care, man. I've been in all kind of situations. I done had bombs thrown at my house. Yes. Bombs.
Yes, sir.
And I come outside, and when I come outside, it was police lined up as far as you can see. And I said,
yes, sir,
to my brother, you know what? We had just come out of prayer. These are the experiences of Muslims. We had just finished prayer, right?
Right.
And so we told the sisters, we told our sisters to go in the closet and don't come out, regardless of what. I looked at my brother, and my brother looked at me. My elder brother, he looked at me. And we said, all praise is due to Allah for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And we went outside to confront whatever it was that we had to deal with.
Right.
And when we opened the door, all we seen was smoke. Just smoke.
Mm-hmm.
And when the smoke began to diminish a bit, on this particular highway was lined up police, just police of all kinds. And they approached me and asked me what happened. At the time I heard hollering and screaming next door from the lady who had rented this place to us.
Right.
And it was hollering and screaming. So I told my brother, I said, go and check on the lady and her family. She had a young son and two daughters. And he did so. And he came back. And when he came, he said, they're all right. He said, the daughter told me that she was bathing and all she could see was flame of fire that just covered the whole window. So it took place in their yard as well. And I told him, go and call Chicago immediately.
Oh, I bet they was hoping you didn't do that.
No, the beast said, the beast, his words was, you don't have to do that. We can handle this. We can take care of this. You don't have to do that. That's his word. I told my brother, go and call Chicago. And that's what he did. And so that's just one situation with one brother, two brothers. Brother, we have been, we're not into, I guess you might say, sitting down and speaking about all of the adventures of ours and following the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. But these things happen. These things happen in following the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, not only with me and the brother, but with many other brothers who have worse stories.
Right.
But we understand, again, we are connected with the messenger of God. That is enough for us. That is enough for us. We are. The one thing about following the messenger.
Come on.
I don't want to be ugly and crude and mention the slangs that young people mention today, brother.
Oh,
but
man.
I'll infer it. You had to be a man, brother. You had to be a man, and you had to be a man of God.
Yes, sir.
Otherwise, you just couldn't follow the message. Listen at me real good when I said it. You had to be a man, and you had to be a man of God. Otherwise, you just couldn't follow the message. The messenger went wherever our people were to save their life. He went wherever our people were to save their life. That was his job. And he couldn't be concerned about what opposition he was going to face in doing that.
Right.
His thoughts were, hey, I don't want nothing to turn God's favor away from me.
Right.
You understand? And so that's the way he walked, our leader, our teacher, our guide. So we followed the pattern that he first laid for us to follow, that God laid for him. And that's our attitude about that, brother. That really is. And you ask any brother, during that time, you ask them. You had to face it. You had to deal with it. But thanks to Almighty God, Allah, who came in the person of Master Farad Muhammad, he bagged the messenger, and the messenger bagged up.
Yes, sir.
And that's the only thing that mattered. That really was the only thing that mattered to us. As long as we did what we supposed to, where we would not lose the favor of the messenger, then we knew we was all right with God. And I think a lot of young brothers and sisters could realize that in such a time today, and they wouldn't have such difficulty in making decisions, period.
Right. I like that. And yeah, definitely, brother, because you know, everything that we are
destined to go through, just put it that way. Especially in this type of transition, because, man, it seems like every day, every hour, as say it like the message, every hour, it seems like things is getting worse and worse and worse. However, the beauty in being in this nation is that we have the history of this nation to look back on, and then you still have living examples in the brothers and sisters who lived that life before a lot of us even came into the teaching to draw on. And I tell you, that's going to become very apparent as the days go on, because, man, you know, once people who have actually suffered through something, they have a different view and perspective on what they've seen. As for the young person, it's kind of since we're talking about like breaking up idols and stuff and whatnot, like Abraham did, brother. I remember once where my daughter, it was something that she did that I didn't approve of, and I noticed something when I was talking to her. She was really grasping onto that telephone. She and you know, and it seemed like while I was speaking, my hands kind of started moving from my body, but then she kind of grabbed that phone, because like I was going, you finna take my phone, aren't you? You know what I'm saying? If we really look at it,
I understand.
You know what I'm saying?
I do.
When you reach down to take something from somebody, and it kind of goes like what you were saying, man, how a dead person, you know, they cling on to what they have. You know what I'm saying? But now if somebody's getting ready to take from you and you idolize that thing, you know what I'm saying? Then you want to clam up, you want to kind of hold off, you know, please don't take this from me. This is the time we living in. Something is about to be taken. Go ahead, bro.
There's a scripture in the Bible where Jesus, what I think he said, I might not be quoting this exactly, it's been a while.
Go ahead, you can paraphrase it.
But render unto Caesar the things of Caesar.
Right.
And unto God the things of God.
That's right.
You understand what I'm saying? So things can very much become an idol to people.
Mm-hmm.
Their wealth, their home.
Yep.
You know, their lifestyle. All of that can become idols.
And the telephone.
Huh?
And the cell phone. Go ahead. Go ahead.
And the cell phone. And the cell phone.
Right.
Look. Even your children.
Yep.
Even your children.
Come on.
And this is right back to Abraham.
Mm-hmm.
You see? Offer it up as a sacrifice. You know, what do you put ahead of God?
See,
you can't line things right. You can't align things in the proper order
mm-hmm.
until God is in the proper order in your life.
That's right.
And when God is in the proper order of your life, he should be the head of it. And if he's the head of it, then rest assured, everything else is going to fall in place.
That's right.
Yeah, I know.
Yes, sir.
So and that's something that we should do. Yeah. When I look at my mm-hmm. children, as much as I love them, and they know I love them, and I
right.
do not hide not one bit of it, my love for them.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I'm thanking God for them.
Mm-hmm.
I know that they are a blessing from God to me.
Right.
Of his love for me. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So that's the right
sure
order.
Do.
That's the right order. They
mm-hmm.
are a blessing from God to me of his love for me.
Right, right.
You see what I'm saying?
And go ahead. Yes, sir. Sure do.
So as long as you got that, Abraham came to know this because he struggled.
Mm-hmm.
He struggled.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he struggled. He had big love for his son. So much so, you know.
mm-hmm.
We'll go into all of that later. But he struggled, but he nevertheless was willing to carry it out.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
And showing, and guess what? His son wasn't running away, wasn't hollering and screaming, wasn't doing all that.
No, he didn't.
He had all the confidence and love for his father and his decision-making. If this was
exactly.
what he calls for, then let it be what it be.
Then let it be. Yep. Because, yeah, let's get into that, brother. You know, because like I say, that was the next one. That was the next example I was going to. Because we're looking at also how people be making decisions from dreams and visions. You know, and dreams are filled with metaphors and futuristic events. If you look into them, but visions are filled with instruction. And, you know, Abraham was given a dream. Then it's, according to the scripture, says when he was old enough to accompany him. I'm talking about the son. He said, "Oh my son, I see in a dream that I am sacrificing you. See what you think." He said that what he said to the son. And then the son said, "Oh, my father, do as you are commanded. You will find me, God willing, one of the steadfast." Then when they both submitted, he put his forehead down. We called out to him, "Oh, Abraham, you have fulfilled the vision. Thus we reward the doers of good." This was certainly an evident test. You know, and we redeemed him with a great sacrifice, and we left with him for later generations. Peace be upon Abraham. Thus we reward the doers of good. He was one of the believing servants. See, what I like about that is definitely what you was relating to. And the deal is, man, is that ever since I can remember, man, even before I even had my wife, my children, I've always had God in my life, and I still do that to this very day. Man, I don't put my family above my Creator. You know, they're here, and I taught them to do the same as much. God is first. And all my children, my wife knows it, and you know, and that's how I've always trained and raised them. Don't, I mean, though I'm your father and I am
a provider for you, and you, and my wife, she's your mother, and she's a provider for you, but God provides for us all, so it's always been structured that way in my household, and I hope it's been structured in a lot of other people's household as well. So, yeah, brother, I definitely relate to what you're saying.
You know, if I may say this,
go ahead.
I know people who are listening might say, man, those brothers esteem for the God is great.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's a whole lot deeper than what many may understand as it relates to the black man. See, today, we understand because of God teaching his messenger to teach us the truth of himself, we understand what we are saying.
Mm-hmm.
And that is not for everybody. The understanding of it is not for everybody. It's meant for the believer. It's, we are programmed to him.
Mm-hmm.
So the way we understand, our believers are, we're programmed to him. And so,
mm-hmm.
things may be said where all ears hear, but all ears won't understand what they hear. We are blessed today to understand what so many have had the opportunity to hear,
mm-hmm.
but did not understand.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't because there was a defect in the messaging. Oh, God forbid. It was the defect in them.
Right.
That wouldn't allow them to understand.
Hmm.
And it's,
yeah.
I'll say, he that has wisdom, let him hear.
Yeah, that's just the way it is. Go ahead. I'm listening.
Doing what is said today to be the first.
Uh-huh.
We used to joke about the newspaper, Muhammad Speaks newspaper. Sometimes
right.
it would come by plane. Sometimes it would come by train. You know, even buses, you know.
Wow, yeah.
So we used to laugh. We said, man, the devil reads all the papers before we do.
He sure do.
I mean, you know, you got to realize and understand that when we sent our letter to Chicago
yeah.
that we write, and all our lessons come through the mail. Well, you
right.
already know that they read and they see all of these things. And now you can go to YouTube and the internet, and you can see all of the
right.
lessons that we got. And all, you can see
right.
all of that, right?
Oh,
Bible,
yeah.
book, preem, wisdom, and all that.
Yeah. Right, all of it.
But can you understand it?
Yeah, and that's the difference. Exactly. Yeah.
That's a big difference.
You can be
can
talking
you
to somebody
it?
And say, yeah, do you understand it? And you won't understand it unless you lived it.
It's
the only way
you're
going to understand
you.
It. Yeah.
What
it's
does the Quran say in regards to the Quran?
Yep.
It is a book for who?
The believers.
Who is the book for?
Come on.
It is for the believers.
Yep.
For those who what? Bow down.
Right.
It's for the believers.
And those who keep their duty.
Think about that, brother. Think about that, brother.
Yes, sir.
So what? There's no different here.
Yep.
All of that information, all of that data, that's for the, what, believer.
Right.
His receptors are not designed to receive what we get in the signaling and in the message.
Yeah.
So we can hear the same thing, but we understand it different.
That's true.
Yeah, I know it is.
You know what?
Because
I remember, like growing up, I used to always hear this: is that God is ahead of man. Now, God is ahead of man. Let's see. It's God first, Christ second, man third, woman fourth, then children fifth. He did it in that order. In that order.
But then,
if you look at us, how do we structure ourselves? Same manner. Think on it. Because the messenger, man, how is it that we came to know the life that we live right now? We never met Master Fraud Mom. That leads us in this day and time, so we ain't old enough. Oh, by the way, brother, there's a sister who wrote the book. She from her mother, who was Master Farad Muhammad's secretary, and the sister have the book out. I'm gonna see if I can get with her and have her to come on to the show. But all of those. Oh man, all of the, because you know she was the secretary, so all of the writings that she kept and stuff, man. That the book is out, and I'm definitely gonna have to see if I can get that sister to come on here and share what she has, and share the book, because I think she lived there in Detroit, so. That's something for us to be looking forward to. I'm definitely gonna get on that.
Yeah, but you know,
go ahead.
You made a statement a while ago.
Yes, sir.
That we haven't seen Master Farad Muhammad.
Right. But I know where you're going on that, but you know what
I
mean.
I won't. I know what you said. I know what you
mean. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
That has to do within the beginning.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
See, you got to realize something here. In the beginning. What was in the beginning?
If you go
what
by
do you
the,
read
by
about,
the,
even in the Beast book? What was in the beginning?
Yeah. It says darkness and void covered the face of the deep.
In the beginning was the
I got you. The word. You're talking about from John. Yeah. In the beginning was the word. Yeah.
That's pretty powerful. Especially when you began to research those kinds of things.
Right.
In the beginning was the Word.
Right.
And the Word was what?
With God.
With God.
Yep.
It had to be. Because he spoke it.
Right.
Had to be with him because he spoke it.
Right, right.
So that's a pretty deep subject matter right there.
The word
he spoke it. And
right.
So
and it became
he was with him and he spoke it. And the word was God.
Right.
So that demands some research.
Yes.
Some study, you know.
Right.
And we had a conversation about this morning we had a conversation, me and the sisters.
Right.
About the one in the beginning. This is all pertinent and relative. The one
right.
in the beginning. And his manifestation
mm-hmm.
and ability to do so. You know, I keep saying, a lot of people think that one in the beginning, I might be wrong. I think a lot of people think that he was already an adult.
I know. No, because I know what you're saying. I know exactly what you're saying.
I think they think he was already an adult and that he already had the knowledge, wisdom, and understanding that he had. I think they think that.
Damn,
they
I hope
need
not.
To research. They need
yeah,
to
I hope
research
not.
This. They
yep.
need to really study this. Another thing they need to study, boys, really deep. Remember I
mm-hmm.
told you there's only one pattern.
Oh, yeah.
Only
yeah.
one pattern. There ain't nothing outside of it. It's only one pattern. So,
and nature shows us that, you know? Everything
yeah,
in nature
well,
shows you that. But look at a rock, how a rock is formed. It
well,
starts small.
Know, it's,
yeah.
It's all I'm saying is it would be a good idea if you're interested in God to begin to look at those
mm-hmm.
kinds of things. You are, the scripture is going to what give you so much, right?
Oh, yeah, only so much.
Because it's the word.
Right.
Right? Supposed to be, but what happens when the word is mixed, diluted, and tampered with?
Mm-hmm. Then you're gonna have to start relying on science. Then you're gonna have to start relying on science and truth.
Wait a minute. I'm just saying, what happens when the word is mixed, diluted, and tampered with,
right?
As it has been.
Mm-hmm.
We already know that the divine is holy.
Right.
So therefore, we also know that holy means something that is not what? Mixed,
diluted,
or tampered
with. Yeah, exactly.
So if we find something in that condition that's supposed to be the word of God,
mm-hmm.
then it needs someone
exactly.
who has the ability
mm-hmm.
to extract the word of God out of it.
Right.
That you may receive it as it was given.
Right.
We got one.
That's right.
His name is the Honorable Elijah Muhammad.
That's right.
He was the one who was chosen to do that. He was the one who had the ability to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So when we want to know something, well, we have to follow his lead.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's why the book was written and given.
All praises due to Almighty God, Allah, for the honorable Elijah Muhammad. Another thing,
Go ahead, brother, please. Yeah, because I was just going to say, because if that was not so, man, then none of us would be able to extract out of the wisdom of these Bible or the Quran if it was not for a divine teacher. Because you got over 7 billion people on this planet right now just looking at the same books. You know what I'm saying? And then you got some books out there of dead people. You know what I'm saying? But you have one who's given that wisdom, that insight. The reason why you have a lot of these groups that's running around here now speaking about black theology and that the black man is God and all that, all that started with the message. All of it did. Every last one of it. All the ones running around here talking about we Egyptianology, you know, and stuff like that. And even with that, we even learned, black folks over here, man, even though we had Noble Drew Ali, who was Muslim. However, Noble Drew Ali did not have the insight of the book. He didn't. And I went to one of their meetings before. I was invited and I went and then when I listened to the teachings, it still don't have the same effect as the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. It just don't. And you can in a lot of these other places that I go into, I'm not saying that we are better. It has nothing to do with trying to be better. Is we're trying to be right. And we're trying to live right, and we're trying to do right, and we're trying to build a civilization from off this truth.
Well, let's look.
Go ahead, brother. Go ahead.
Where's the power? Where is the power of God?
It's within. For what thing? It's
supposed
to be within.
Is within what? Is within what?
In enlightened
mind. It's within
mind?
His word.
Yep.
It's within his word.
Right.
That's
right.
Why I went back there. The power of God is in the word of God.
Right.
So that means the pure word of God has something in it.
Right.
Huh?
That's right. Oh boy, you got something in it. Well, let's see.
It has something in it.
Yep.
And it has something in it. And what's in it is his power.
Yes.
And what produces his power is his wisdom.
Yes, yes.
Huh? Because the Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us, there is no power or force of power unless you have the wisdom to produce it.
Right.
So that means you got to understand knowledge and how to utilize it. And if you understand knowledge and how to utilize it to will and bring about what you will, you are actively using the power.
There you go. Right.
You see what I'm saying?
That's right.
So I'm telling you.
Yep, that's right.
I listen at my brother Ishmael.
Right.
And I just smile because mm-hmm. the last time I seen him, he was just a little young fella.
Yes, sir.
And I listened at him as he recounted something he had said Savior's Day.
Right.
Pertaining to Master Farad Mohammed.
Right.
He did a beautiful job of recounting that.
Yes, he did.
Brother, Master Farad Mohammed is Allah. Is Allah. So mm-hmm. do we who are taught by the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad believe. We believe it.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Was not he born? Listen.
Come on.
Was
Come
not
on.
He born?
Yes, he was.
He had a mother. He
That's
had
right.
a father.
That's right.
And he had an older sister.
Yep. I don't even think he was the first child. Yeah, he wasn't the first child.
Well, I'm saying
uh-huh.
this is for a reason. I'm saying it.
Right. Come on.
Because we need to study these things.
Mm-hmm.
Yet, you have scripture that says, what? He neither begets, nor is he begotten, and there is
right.
none who is like him.
Right.
Don't you have that in your prayer?
Oh, yeah. It's there. Yep.
That needs to be studied, brother.
Mm-hmm.
They say, how then can Master Farad Mohammed be the Allah, and he was born of a woman? Huh? He had a
mm-hmm.
father. It's profane
yeah.
what you say.
Yep.
No.
Yep. Come on.
You have not the understanding. You don't have the light of God to be able to see it.
Mm-hmm.
You're in the dark. And he left you there for a reason. You have to be taught again. And I'm talking to my brothers and sisters in the East.
Come on. Come on.
You don't understand this. He made it plain.
No,
we
yeah.
understand it because we are tuned to the God today.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
Yes, we are.
Hey, that's why the scripture said that. The scripture said that
yes,
that the sun is rising in the west. There's a
yes.
reason for that. And nobody else
even
on the planet.
Even in the biblical scripture.
There you go.
Even in the Bible. What?
Yep.
It tells you, I have said, ye are God. And
yep.
all of you are children of the Most High.
Yep. Book of Psalms.
You know, how is this taking place? You have to go back again to understand the one in the beginning. We can go back today.
That's right. That's
that
right.
Who hate us for it. We can go back. And we can go back because he returned to us what belonged to us.
Go
and
ahead,
that was
go
the
ahead.
Knowledge of self. It
Man,
was the knowledge of self.
Can you imagine, man, that 30,000 years from now, 40,000, 50,000 years from now, you and I, we'll existing in this time under the coming of Master Farad Muhammad. People back way down into the future, 1 million years from now, is going to be looking back to our time that we existing in now. Man, this is deep. This is deep. This is because they're looking at us now.
So when you say that we can go back. I'm going to leave this here and let the people go study this. You have something, you have a lesson. Again, and I'm talking to the Muslims here in America, in the nation of Islam.
Go ahead.
Who makes Holy Quran a Bible? How long ago? Will you tell us why does Islam renew a history every 25,000 years?
1,000 years, yep.
The Holy Quran, the Bible, is who? Is what? Written by who? The original man.
Who is
Allah?
Mm-hmm.
The supreme being of black man of Asia. The supreme what?
Being.
The supreme what? Being.
Right.
A black man of Asia.
Come on.
They need to go read that and study that and research that. Because you're being questioned today.
Mm-hmm.
How long will you judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked?
Mm-hmm.
Defend the poor and the fatherless. Oh, man, look, there's so much have to be studied. Ain't no reason why you don't know other than the fact of such things as laziness, fear, all et cetera, et cetera. These are the inhibitors that stop you from accepting your own and being yourself.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely. Definitely. Matter of fact, I'm glad you said that, bro. I'm telling you. I'm glad you said that, man, because I'm going to share this with our listeners in India, because you know, I want to say this to you all before I read this. You know, just like over here in the United States, we have people that we don't follow here. And those of us who understand, saying, you know, some people, they just going to do what they do. You know, I mean, I don't like this man. I don't trust this man here. Why are you reading something from this leader over there? Why are you reading something from that leader? You know, I mean, Brother Derek is not about that. Brother Derek is always a man that constantly seeking truth. And when I read this from this author of this book, which is called his name is Nathan Yanda. All right. And brother, you know, they it's kind of like, you know, my guru is better than your guru type thing goes on over there as well. I listen to the Sada guru as well, and also if I can get some written works on him, I'll read that as well. But I liked what this brother said concerning decision making and stress, brother. And I'm gonna read this. Check this out. He said, now let me share with you some very important truths. If you take decisions consciously, you will never have any stress. He said, stress happens only when you take decisions unconsciously. When Ingrams, which some of y'all know what that is, but like I said, I think we brought that up by L. Ron Hubbard in that word Ingrams before on the show. On the show, but Ingram only means like beliefs, a string of beliefs, right? It said when Ingrams interfere with your decision making, if things are straightforward, you can take thousands of decisions and be completely relaxed. Your life will flow just like a river. But if you are filled with Ingrams, even after taking two or three decisions, you will be completely tired. You just said that. Watch this. It says, you don't even have to work. Just sit in your chair and think about work. And within half an hour, you will have shoulder pain. This means you are caught with Ingrams. They do not allow you to take decisions. When the file takes a quantum leap from the mind, each Ingram writes its opinion on the file. The more the number of Ingrams, the more the number of decisions. So when the file reaches the ego, it is completely confused. When 300 opinions are there on that file, what decisions will you take? Your ego says, just do whatever you want. Just leave me. You don't have any patience to take any decisions, and decisions are taken in a very haphazard way without clarity. If you are continuously deciding without any clarity and you sit in the leader's chair, please be very clear. Not only will you be suffering, you will be tormenting others also. Everyone is a leader in some way or the other. Either you are the leader of your team or you are the leader of your house in some way or the other. Every one of us is a leader. A person, now this is what you'll be, a person who is caught by Ingrams, who is always suffering with engraved memories, can never relax or have a vacation. You can see in your life early in the morning when you get up and go from your bed to the bathroom, you are brushing your teeth, but your mind is already in the office. If you are sitting in the office, the mind is already in the evening at the beach. That's if you seek the vacation. But when you are sitting in the beach and relaxing, your mind is already in the house. One thing is for sure, your body is here, your mind is not here. You don't stay in the place that your body is. You are constantly somewhere else. I always tell people, if you are sitting in the house and worrying, it is working from home. If you are sitting in the office and worrying, you are doing your job. If you are sitting in the beach and worrying, you are having a vacation. That's all. The places may be different, but the mental setup is the same. A person filled with Ingrams can never relax. If a person is not in a relaxed state of mind, how can we expect creativity or unbiased decision-making? One who is caught up in his Ingrams can neither have a vacation nor can he live his life completely. Vacation or work, living or leaving, are both directly related to your consciousness. It is not related to what you are doing. It is related to your being. Only a man who is aware of his being can achieve leader consciousness. What do you think about that, brother?
That's a lot being said.
Yes, a lot being said.
You know,
and it's related.
Well, naturally, you know, consciousness. That's a powerful, powerful subject. You think about consciousness, right?
Mm-hmm.
Think about this. When you're unconscious, as said, you don't dream.
Right.
Yeah, you ever been unconscious?
Well, no, not to my knowledge. I mean, you don't cut, life just don't shut off because you're just laying down asleep.
I didn't say anything about life shutting off. That's sleep. I didn't say sleep. I said unconscious. You know, when you began to study these sciences and you realize that you can be put into a state where you're not conscious. You're not conscious even that you exist.
Oh, right, if you okay.
They do it all the time at the
hospital. I understand where you're coming. Yeah, we do it all the time. Yeah,
they do it all
true.
The time at the hospital when they're giving people operations.
Yeah, yeah. I've been in that state before. I know what you're saying.
You know, you have no idea that you exist even in the world.
Right, right.
Because of what they are biologically doing with chemicals.
Right.
Man.
I went up on.
God is a scientist.
Yes, yes.
He's just the greatest one that the world knows.
Mm-hmm. Right.
He is a master, the master scientist.
Right.
And so I say that because we should be encouraged to study the sciences.
Right.
We should be encouraged to study mathematics.
Right.
I mean, and I say this, you should be encouraged to study the self. I have said this ever since I have been on this broadcast. We need to study the self. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad encouraged us always to get what? Self-knowledge.
Right. Self-knowledge. Is it?
And we only thought he was talking about prior to coming to America as slaves, what we were engaged in prior to that in Africa.
Right.
And the things that we done there. Brother, it's far deeper than that.
Sure is.
That's why white people spend so much time doing it. Studying what? Humanity.
Right.
And because of what they learn, they become masters of humanity, and humanity becomes their slave. Worldwide, brother. Worldwide.
Yes, yes.
We just don't find self interesting enough to study. So
yeah, it's such a shame too, man.
We got a lesson for that.
Yep.
He keeps us what? Blind to the knowledge of self.
Yep, yep.
Illiterate means what? Ignorant.
Ignorant. The whole key.
How in the hell are you going to be a teacher and a leader being ignorant?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. Exactly.
How are you going to be a teacher or a leader being ignorant? Brother, I'm telling you, bro.
Yep.
At what? You are the pattern.
Right.
You are the pattern. And when I say you are the pattern, it is not exempt of the woman. But when you're ignorant, you don't know nothing about yourself as a man. And you don't know nothing about yourself as the woman.
Yes.
And the world is studying you all the time. You are a roadmap to the world's success.
You're absolutely right.
There is no pattern but you.
Right. Right.
And yet, You don't find yourself, not you directly, brother. I'm not.
No, I understand what you're saying, brother. No, we hearing.
You don't find the people, our people. They glory in ignorance.
Oh, I know, man.
And wonder why, wonder why they light reflects it.
Mm-hmm.
It reflects how ignorant we are as a people.
Right.
They wonder why our children reflect how ignorant we are as a people. They wonder why our woman and we reflect how ignorant we are in the construction of our communities.
Right.
Nothing going to liberate us from that. Nothing is going to liberate us from that except doing what the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us. You must get knowledge of self.
Mm-hmm.
And then you must act on it.
Damn,
knowledge of self is relative to knowledge of God.
That's right. That's right.
There's no one more qualified to teach the planet about God than the original man who was the first one on it.
That's right.
And we don't need to go look into no caves and things in order to do that.
Exactly.
Here it is, you going running around here to tombs,
yep.
Huh? In Egypt,
right?
Expecting to I understand the attempt. The attempt, but that ain't it, brother.
Yep.
You getting relics of BS.
You said it right. That's what it is, a relic.
All of the values that were there have been stolen, robbed, and everything taken away from there. Of everything have been put back in its place or nothing at all.
Mm-hmm.
So you think you got something, and what you got is a lie that has been placed there where the real values have been taken away.
Absolutely, man. Because this have always been a pattern. It's been the white. There's always been a pattern because look at the, when you go in there to the, down in Washington D.C. and you know when you go to look at the exhibit for the Constitution and they have that in the case. You know the real Constitution ain't in that case.
Well, you know
they do that.
You know his world, and he know how his world is because he made his world.
Exactly.
But boy, that was a powerful stuff that you just said though.
You know, brother, you said something very powerful that I hope our people really take to heart. This is going to be like one of them hard decisions for you to make as black people. Did you not hear what brother said about you are the pattern on this earth? Think about that. because remember in the newsletter, I used the word Vice Jared, didn't I? That's some powerful stuff, brother. And just like we were saying about earlier, when we talk about children and parents and stuff like that, one of the main things I do say to like the parents that I talk to or whoever get my teachings on the character building for life, clearly states in there to the letters to the parent, the letter to the parent that our children is with us for a short time. And if you would take off, if you look at the word parent and you hyphenate that, or you take off P-A, then you got the word rent, R-E-N-T. So your children is not really yours. You're renting your children, if you understand.
I understand what you're saying. I just can't go along with that. I understand what you're saying. But,
yeah, they with you for a short time. However, you really teaching them for the value and glory of manifesting God within. Because eventually they gonna leave you. They ain't gonna be with you forever.
Well, you know, they can't really leave you.
Yeah, they can't understand really where you're going.
Yeah, you know, leaving the home when, like I said, when you really get deep into this pattern, you're gonna see. I don't know, for some reason, the people think this pattern, I don't know, has stopped. They have one conception.
No.
They have one conception of, and I don't know if I wouldn't say conception. I would say preception.
Okay.
They have a perception of what they have read and not grasped, and what they have been taught and not grasped correctly, pertaining to what the one did in making himself known. I noticed the minister, I was listening at the thing that you said, listen to, you know, you told me, brother, go listen that, Brother Minister Farrakhan, as he talked about accept your own and be yourself.
Right, right.
And the minister said regarding that first one, in the beginning, he did what? He brought himself out of what? The womb.
The body. Yeah, of the universe. Yes.
Yes. Have you ever wondered why he used the term womb? See, we hear. But to be able to hear God, your ears have to be tuned. You know, they have to be tuned. And then God messages you. Why do you think he said womb? That's a good thought to think about and to meditate on, right? Who do we don't have a womb? I don't have no womb.
No.
I don't know no men that have wombs. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
So if he came out of a womb and originated himself, I don't see too much than change. Brother, I'm not saying nothing that I can't bag up. And I say all praise is due to Almighty God, Allah, who came in the person of Master Farad Muhammad, the Allah in person, in the flesh. In the beginning was the Word, huh?
Yeah.
The Word was made
flesh, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All of that plays a part in it.
Yep.
Master Farhad Muhammad was born. He had a mother and a father. He had to grow up.
Yep.
He had to learn. He had to be taught things. We already know that, right?
Right.
Because he was prepared. He had a mission to do.
He was prepared.
Brother, the wisdom in that is so profound, it ain't funny. Not only did he find what? The messenger. How did he find the messenger?
Mm-hmm.
He found the messenger when the messenger did what? As the messenger so beautifully and eloquently said, he said what? About the God, he said, what?
You are the one that's going to do this.
I ain't going to go into that. That's for another subject.
That's what he said.
That's for another subject.
That's what he said.
But I'm telling you, we need to say that. Nobody can say the messenger didn't teach all this. I'm not speaking of nothing I come up with. It's all there.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not being studied.
Yeah.
It's all there. What I'm saying is from studying and researching the word, because that's where my interest is. My interest is in the word of God.
That's right.
So it's my priority. So I study it night and day.
Yep.
As was the messenger taught.
Mm-hmm.
Patterns, brother. Patterns.
Mm-hmm.
This is very important. And no ill intent to our brothers in the East when I was speaking. But what it is one thing to read the Quran.
Yep.
It's another thing to understand it.
Oh, yeah.
Why do you think, brothers, you were given ablution? I said before, what is ablution?
Before
you touch the book, all of this is symbolic. Before you touch the book, you what? Prepare yourself.
Yep.
Am I right? That needs to be studied.
Oh, yeah.
It has become a ritual and tradition. And as it being a ritual and a tradition, no longer can they absorb the power of the God, the message from the God.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So.
That's right.
We. This is a hard decision.
Yep.
You either believe or you don't. You either believe or you don't.
Yep.
And if you don't, boy, you're going to be really having problems trying to make decisions.
Because a lot of issues, man. If you don't believe in it or whatever, man, it's gonna be hard for you to live in a world to where you just can't exist up on no rule like that. I mean, drive you nuts.
Yeah,
you think they going crazy right now? Shoot. That would drive you absolutely batty, man. As a matter of fact, they had a little cartoon I seen once like that, brother. Because the children, man, I think they some of the folks, yeah, that's what it's called. It's called SpongeBob SquarePants. and then, man, what ended up happening, brother, that one they call Squidward, he's just so cranky. Every day, man, Squidward was just not happy with nothing, because he could never understand how come people don't think like him, look like him, be like him. And then so what he ended up doing, he ended up going to the land of the Squidward. or the city. Oh boy, he was happy, but after a certain period of time, because he had the existence of living in amongst other different beings, the minute he got amongst himself, the next thing he knows, man, he stopped loving himself because everybody was just exactly like him. And he couldn't shout, he couldn't scream at nobody anymore because everybody was like him. So since like it is when you're around just a whole different group of people, well, see, you learn and exist in that way. And as the Quran says that Allah made us into sects and parties so that we may know each other. But if you with the same people day in and day out, night in and night out, you could do like Squidward, want to bark and get mad at somebody because the person that you barking at and get mad at, well, he's just like you. So he don't want to be around you. So he makes clear from you. So, you know, man. So I always found that's kind of funny, man, because man, we do that a lot with one another, man. We don't want to see different sides and different points of view. And by me being a teacher, man, I don't waste my time like that. I open up to everybody because I know if they living and existing and they're trying, they ain't out there drinking, they ain't out there smoking, they ain't out there trying to, you know, run amok and destroy community. If you're striving to be righteous, then what do I look like trying to reject something that's coming from you because you got a different, you know, brand on? I'm not built that way.
No,
because of the teachings that we have, if we say that God appeared in the person of a man, and I can't defend that, you know, then I'm like you, brother. What am I doing with my life? I got to study all of it. And I got to be able to defend it. I got to be able to teach it.
That's right, brother. That's right, brother. That's right. You think that's something?
Yeah.
You know who really needs to be studied? Who really needs to be studied?
Oh, it's the woman. Yeah, it's the woman.
Boy, look at here.
Yeah.
You know, I was at you know, when I was at my mother's funeral, right?
Mm-hmm.
I stood up and I said, how many have thought about the relationship between God and a woman?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the preacher came to me. He came to me afterwards, and he said, brother, you really put something on my mind.
Mm-hmm.
How many think about the relationship between God and the woman? The woman raised the light.
Yep.
She educates the light.
Right.
She feeds the light. And the first breath that comes into the light comes from her.
Yep.
It's safety. All of that. She is responsible for. Oh, my God.
Yep.
When the baby comes, it don't even know you. She has to do what? Introduce you.
Elevate. Yeah. Right.
And the baby is looking at her. You need to study this.
First nurse.
You need to study this.
First teacher.
What's going on?
First teacher.
Not only that, she left the baby inside to know what's happening on the outside.
Yep.
She the first one to expose the baby to the environment outside.
Yep. That's true.
You need to study
the black
woman.
It's her skin that's helping in that process. Because look at the brain. The brain comes from the skin, right?
Well, yes. Well, she is the one that teaches us. She gets all of that first. Why would God entrust her? Very important here. Why would God entrust a woman here with life?
Hello? Yep.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, go ahead.
I said, why would God trust a woman with his nation? If she wasn't qualified.
Yep.
We need to go study that.
Mm-hmm.
We just remain in ignorance and expecting something magical to happen. And it's already going on, brother. It's already, ain't nothing coming. It's already here. It's all going on, brother, right now. When you study that woman, the messenger says it's been a long time. Oh, bless his heart.
Right.
He said it's been a long time since we seen her.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Man, because everything.
God bless you. If God bless you to witness her, to see her as she is, oh, my God. You know why every time you see one of us, we say, hi, Mom. Our concern is all about Mom. You would be you'll learn and understand why we love her so much, why she is so meaningful to us. Oh, my God. The God today in the person of Master Farhad Muhammad gives us such an education through the teachings which the Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us.
Right.
And I'm telling you, division, enmity between the man and the woman is how the devil keep it going. His world.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely.
I ain't going to go no more on that. I'm going to leave it alone and pray Allah. Pray Allah. He guides you into the light of understanding.
Man. Yeah, well, I tell you, that light, man, there's no way you can outshine what was just said. There's no way. Because one thing about the woman, man, God, dog. Now, what I was talking about earlier, And yeah, brother, about what I was talking about, like the parents. Now, definitely on if you're talking about like DNA and levels like that, man, you can never, we can never, y'all children gonna always be with us. Because hey, man, the mama, they get their chemistry from mom. And like you said, man, why is it that we all time you see ball players? hi, mom. You never really hear them say, hey, dad. It's always hi, mom. But I tell you, it's just something intrinsic in that, very, very, very deep, to where even like my mom since passed away. But just by, man, I still long to see her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but then when I look back on the type of decisions I make in life and the type of connections I have with other human beings and stuff, I know I feel her in me because in some of the things that I do and a lot of things that I say, I still feel mama. You know?
Yeah.
It comes through my personality as well. You know?
I understand. Don't no man man walk up on this planet or flying in the spaceship around it.
Right.
That didn't come from the womb of a woman.
That's right. That's right.
Now that's something to look at.
Yeah, sure you. And you know what, brother?
Even the one that we recognize and believe to be the Allah.
Right.
In person.
Right.
He had a mother and he had a father. What is that telling
right.
us?
Yep.
We better get our ears tuned. And they better be tuned to the teaching of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad when it comes
right.
to this.
Right, right.
I'm just a student.
Right.
That loves
yes, we are.
My teaching.
Go ahead. And you know, brother, I'm also gonna tap the Blog Talk Radio. Tell me we got 90 seconds. I also wanted to say something about when you was mentioning about how God is a scientist. He's the one of the greatest scientists. He's always you're not gonna find no scientist better than God. And once we think about what took place on Nippon, Japan, and where the mother plane was being built. Those people were sitting there working on that, didn't even know what they were working on. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that?
Not
these
hard.
Are workers, man.
It's not hard.
And I'm trying to figure out now, and then for them not to have any memory of it. Uh-oh, brother, back we down to.
That you ain't got
yes,
no time to go into.
Yeah, we don't have no time for it, but I'm definitely gonna want to definitely look into that. We got about 25 seconds, so I'm gonna bid everybody. Look like we kind of left y'all hanging again, but we'll talk on it next week sometime. Oh, and there go the music too, man. All right, well, we out of here. We'll talk to you next week. Assalamu alaikum to all.
Wa alaikum salam.